RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, it's my favorite time of day these days. We're dancing with the Dukes. JMU basketball in the NCAA tournament. JMU women, number one seed. Number one seed.
Woo!
In the WBIT. W-B-I-T.
Good for them.
Thursday night action in Harrisonburg right there. But the men are the 12 seed going up against Wisconsin on Friday night. Everybody's playing a night game. Everybody hates the morning radio host is my takeaway here. I can't do it. UVA tonight, 9. That's not going to tip before 9:30. Virginia Tech Richmond tonight, 9. VCU tomorrow, 9. JMU, it's, again, list 9:40. Sure, maybe. I don't know. We're not tipping before 10. You know how these things work.
Is it starting to feel personal?
It's personal now. I'm just saying it's personal.
I hear you.
That's all I'm saying. It's still better than UVA was the late game at the ACC tournament. And so now they're cutting into your going out time. And they're playing unwatchable basketball and missing free throws. If you're going to cut into my going out time, please make a free throw. That's my request. That's my request.
Seems simple.
I don't think I'm overly demanding here. Dancing with the Dukes is brought to you by Journey Health and Wellness. They achieve weight loss differently using individual science-based strategies to care for their patients. Every patient's journey with obesity is different, and so is your weight management plan at Journey Health and Wellness. Schedule a consultation. They're in the West End, Pump and Ridgefield Parkway. JourneyHealthWellness.org. Fire up that music. Let's go. There we go. Now, a lot of people have pointed out that if JMU wins and Duke wins, it would be the Dukes versus Duke. We'd have Duke on Duke matchup there. I would point out, though, that they're playing Wisconsin-Madison this week. University of Wisconsin at Madison. I don't know for a fact that Madison, Wisconsin is named after James Madison, but it's got to be, right? If this were a more informed radio show, we'd know that sort of thing. This was a history radio show. Hazel's going to get to the bottom of this. It's got to be. There's no way there were two famous Madisons. I think the city's named after James Madison. There's like a Thomas Jefferson thing when UVA takes on William & Mary, right? Well, he graduated from one of them, but he started the other one. I think we're taking ownership of the Wisconsin situation at this point. Now, the Badgers started hot this year. The Badgers were number six in the country early in the year. Do we have Madison resolution? Maybe.
We do? James Madison. There's only one.
Madison, Wisconsin is named after James Madison. Oh, it's destined to be. Sometimes it's just written in the stars. Sometimes you just know. Wisconsin, the school located in James Madison, Wisconsin, was number six in the country, as high as number six. They were flying high, four-game losing streak at the start of February. Made it to the Big Ten title game, though. They've steadied the ship. They've had some injuries, but they've bounced back. That's one of the things I don't love about tournament time. It is a fundamentally different basketball game. You don't need depth to win in the tournament. because they take a longer halftime, because the commercial breaks are 3 minutes instead of 2 minutes, because every 30-second timeout becomes a minute and a half and they add commercials to it, you can get by with a 5-6-7-man rotation. That's not unusual in March. You tighten the bench, you tighten the rotation, and I think that plays well for Wisconsin. For JMU, there's certainly advantages as well. You get to use your starters more. You get to use your big players more. I was surprised. We had an interview with TJ Bickerstaff here in a second. He played for Boston College for Towson before that. He's only averaging 23 minutes this year, but he's been a big-time contributor, 13.4 points per game, averaging 8.5 rebounds a game. He was huge in that opening night win at Michigan State, right? Their Big Ten win put up a double-double, 21-14 in overtime as the Dukes beat Michigan State. And everybody's kind of hanging their hat on that one, right? They went to a Big Ten school. They won. I think a lot of people are using that to say these guys can hang with Wisconsin. And these guys can absolutely hang with Wisconsin. But I don't want people sleeping on Wisconsin either. Very good basketball team, 5 seed. This isn't the team that was struggling a month ago. And I do think the tourney format plays into what they do and what they do well. But I was up in Harrisonburg Sunday night for the selection show. I had a chance to sit down with TJ Bickerstaff, who's had a fantastic season, 6'9 forward for JMU. He's been dominant inside. He's been a big part of their success this year. And we had a fun conversation. So check that out. Oh, sorry. This
TJ Bickerstaff, kind enough to join us here. 9:10, the Fan. We're dancing with the Dukes. You've been waiting for this moment. You see it on the screen. What's the reaction?
Yeah, it was just crazy to see it up there. I was waiting on those 12 or 11 seed games that they were showing. I was just happy when they saw our name. I think it's a great matchup for
you. Brooklyn, what do you know of New York? I'm sure you went there. ACC. Drexel, Boston College, ACC, right? Yeah.
We played there in the ACC in the Barclays Center, so like, I'm ready to play there again. You know, we got an upset there on weight that year, so I'm ready to do it again.
That's awesome. When you came to JMU, when you met this team, when you met these guys, what was your, did you sense that this could be a special group?
For sure. When we started playing together, really, like, I would even say Italy. That's how you knew we were special. Like, we went through a lot in Italy. We had some good games down there, played together. And you can see it from the jump. So I'm just glad that everyone else got to see it.
I know those trips you always bond off, yeah, out of the court as well. Yeah. What was that like?
Man, it was crazy. Italy was, like, well needed, especially for us and our chemistry, I think. I think it built a lot of chemistry for us during that trip.
That's awesome. What do you remember non-basketball related? Like, what comes to your mind?
I remember swimming in Lake Como. I remember that. That was amazing. Like, I wish I could do it again.
You and George Clooney.
Yeah. We saw his house. Yeah.
Living good.
Yeah.
Well, you'll see some famous names in New York, I'm sure. Wow. What's your first reaction to seeing Wisconsin? Big name, big school, big conference.
Yeah, we play a team in the Big Ten already, so you know, we're not really scared of anyone, but we ready to play, and we excited for the matchup.
Take me back to that Michigan State game for a minute. Like, it's overtime. You guys find a way to win on their court. Mm-hmm. I mean, are you feeling that moment? Like, all right, we got something here?
For sure, yeah. When we settled down and won that game, like, that just showed a lot of mental toughness because we already had the talent. I think a lot of things for us coming up is just going to be mindset, you know. Put the names behind us and just play basketball on the court. That's it.
You heard Seth Davis on the TV right away, Jay, right? They love you guys already. What does it feel like to be kind of a national favorite already?
Man, it's crazy. I've never been a part of something like this, so we got to make them proud.
That's awesome. All right, well, good luck on Friday. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're only going to keep the room but so clean at any given time when you're on a roster at the basketball team. So JMU basketball will be dancing with the Dukes every day here on 910 The Fan. Dancing with the Dukes brought to you by Journey Health and Wellness. Journey Health and Wellness customizes your weight loss strategy using diet supplements and the latest medications, and your treatment may be covered by insurance. Visit them online at journeyhealthwellness.org. I do think people are excited nationally about this game. I think that, you know, it ended up, it's the CBS, it's the national primetime game, 10 p.m. Friday night. People are going to be watching. But you also ended up in that pod there in Brooklyn with Duke and Vermont, which is another. I think I'm going to pick Vermont to beat Duke. I think that Duke is hit its peak and has been downhill ever since that UNC game. I think I'm going to take Vermont as my major upset this year. I'm leaning. You always second guess yourself though, because you're like, are you doing that because it's Duke? I mean, be honest with you, level with yourself. Are you just hoping Duke loses, or are you actually predicting Duke is going to lose? We'll do predictions at 11:30 today. I think that's going to be my big upset on this field. Everybody's going Samford over Kansas, and look, I'm biased here. I'm a Jayhawk, obviously. I'm taking McNeese State out of that pod, no matter what. Like, I'm a Will Wade believer. You can feel however you want to feel about Will Wade. Everybody's got their Will Wade feelings. I'm not here to discredit your Will Wade feelings. I'm just here to tell you he's a dang good basketball coach. And I'm betting on him in March. If I see Will Wade in a matchup, I'm hitting the button. I want Will Wade in that one. We'll break down the whole bracket later, but we're going to continue dancing with the Dukes here in a minute with Shane Metlin of the Daily News Record in Harrisonburg, Virginia. He was at the watch party on Sunday. He'll be up in Brooklyn with the Dukes later this week covering that game. He'll give us a little insight into the team. All that when we return. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Tuesday morning, 10:30. Welcome aboard. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. You know we're dancing with the Dukes all week. James Madison starts the tournament Friday night in Brooklyn against Wisconsin, a guy who's seen a game or two along the way this year. Shane Metlin from the Daily News Record in Harrisonburg joins us for a little JMU chat. Shane, what's up?
Not too much. How's it going, man?
Good. It was great to see you Sunday night at the watch party. I was struck by just how many people showed up and the excitement that's really surrounded this program. I know all year long, yeah, as they go on the winning streak, nation's best 13-game winning streak. What's the mood there on the ground in Harrisonburg?
Yeah, like you said, it's excitement. And, you know, it took some time when Mark Byington got here to kind of, like, get that level of excitement back, because the JMU fans were, you know, they're big on their sports, but they were jaded by men's basketball for a long time and kind of didn't believe that, you know, okay, 20-win season, but what happens next? And, you know, even during some of those times this year when they're winning 14 games in a row, they're kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop. And I think, you know, just knowing they were going to the NCAA tournament, you kind of saw a lot of it come out there when you were there on Sunday. And, you know, it's been a little bit of a ride for the people who follow basketball. I mean, you know, football fans obviously have gotten their treats and everything, but the basketball fans at JMU kind of didn't buy all the way back in for a little while.
Well, they did. 11-year tournament gap, and they had, you know, Kenny Brooks obviously had the women's team rolling, but it's been lean years for the men's team along the way. What is it that Byington's done so well in reassembling this program?
You know, I think, you know, almost as anyone in the country, he's really adjusted to the changes in college basketball. Like, you hear a lot of coaches just kind of complain, and he's, you know, not necessarily in love with everything that's different with NIL and the transfer portal and everything, but he's done a really good job adjusting. You look at their roster, he's got a mix of guys that he recruited out of high school or guys that he kept in the program for a while, but then he also embraced the portal, and he gets guys like TJ Bickerstaff and Noah Friedel to come in, and, you know, maybe even they punch out of their weight class a little bit when it comes to recruiting the portal, because they've gotten guys who were, you know, all league caliber players at other mid-majors, or in Bickerstaff's case, he started a lot of games at Boston College, and, you know, those guys in a lot of cases are looking to go to a Power 5 program, and, you know, JMU was able to get those guys, and Byington's just his roster. When you look at the balance of what he's got, or taking in a guy like Xavier Brown, who had the big game in the championship game of Sun Belt, you know, he's a kid who 5 years ago would have been signed in November of his high school senior year. And he was unsigned in May, just looking for a place. And JMU was holding a scholarship for a veteran guard in the portal and was like, hey, this kid's available. We should take him. And I think that's what Byington's done a really good job of, like, being flexible and just adjusting to that. You can't assemble your roster the same way you always have. And he's really figured out how to do it in the portal era.
You know, I think that's a great way to put it. Not whining, right? Like, we all whine about our jobs. It's what we do. But, like, you know, him, Chris Mooney at Richmond, another guy who, hey, you know, I don't agree with this, but I'm going to learn how to do it, and I'm going to do it well. And he assembled a great team, and Byington certainly got a collection that's greater than the sum of its parts, which I think is a big part of this success. Shane Metlin joins us from the DNR in Harrisonburg. It begs the question, though, yeah, as he goes on the national stage, and certainly if they can pull off the upset and beat Wisconsin, is his time in Harrisonburg short, which I know you've covered a coaching search or two in your day. You know the warning signs.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's obviously going to get looks places. You know, he's earned that. He deserves that. And he's going to get looks places that are going to offer him a lot more money than JMU can. I don't know that he's necessarily going to jump at a job just for the money. You know, his family situation in Harrisonburg is good. He's got a son in high school. So, you know, there may be other factors. But, you know, he's going to get good job offers. And, you know, some of them might be too tough to take. You mentioned Kenny Brooks. You know, that's a guy who's from this area, played at JMU, but you know, you get offered by Virginia Tech and they're going to triple your salary. Like, it's just sometimes the offers are too good to pass up. So we'll see. I mean, but then you also see a guy like Dusty May makes a run to the Final Four at FAU and sticks around for another year. So you never know, but you know, there'll be talks. I'm sure there's talks with his agent going on right now, but it's just, you know, whether or not he pulls the trigger this year or bets on himself to maybe wait a few years, I don't know at this point.
Just a fascinating time for JMU athletics overall, because you get the football coaching transition, but you also have the news yesterday, you're going to have a new president and a new athletic director coming in at some point. And obviously, Jeff Bourne was there on Sunday. What a victory lap for him to leave behind a football team that reached a bowl game and a basketball team in the NCAA tournament, among other athletic success there.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, and this NCAA tournament appearance was the thing that he really wanted on the way out too. You know, with the new arena opening 4 years ago, at the same time they were making a coaching hire, like you could tell that hire was very, very important to him, because that was kind of the last big thing that he wanted to do, was turn the basketball program around and get to the NCAA tournament at least one more time. And, you know, he went out and they didn't even entertain the idea of hiring an assistant coach when they hired Mark Byington, you know, a high major assistant. Like, he was going to find a coach who had already won at the mid-major level and that he knew could do it at JMU. And, you know, that's kind of bold when you have a program that really hadn't won in a long time. But getting here and having this moment to get to the NCAA tournament one last time, that was very high on his list of things to do before he retired.
There you go. Shane Metlin, Daily News Record in Harrisonburg, Virginia, and certainly a heck of a walk-off to do it in Brooklyn at the NCAA tournament for Jeff Bourne going out as athletic director. While I got you on the line, spring football goes overlooked when you got a team in the NCAA tournament, but I know you got your eye on the situation out there. What are some things you guys are watching for as the Dukes take the football field this in the next week?
Yeah, I mean, I think a big thing is just kind of seeing how different the atmosphere, the practices, the way things are run, just a different vibe with a new coach. You know, Kurt Cignetti and Bob Chesney, they both had their success that I think justifies how they want to do anything, but definitely different personalities, the way they run their programs and the way they relate to their players. So that'll be fun to see. I mean, Dylan Morris will be the first look at the new quarterback, the Washington transfer. So I think everybody's going to be excited about that. You know, other guys who came in during the portal, and there's other guys who are back, who stuck around, I think, how they relate to Chesney and, you know, where they're going to fit in. There's a lot to look for, but, you know, especially just seeing the new coach and a new quarterback for the first time, I think is going to be the main thing.
It's a lot of main things in Harrisonburg these days. Why don't you tell folks how they can follow along with you in the Daily News Record?
Yeah, you can go to dnronline.com to read stuff on our website, and I'm on Twitter or X or whatever you call it these days at Shane_DNR Sports. And I'll definitely be posting a lot of stuff here from Brooklyn in the next few days. So yeah, if you're interested in Dukes, you can check that out.
Have fun in Brooklyn, and thanks for making a few minutes for us along the way.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
All right, off he goes. Shane Mettlin, the Daily News Record, the DNR, about to have himself a good time in Brooklyn. Kill a little bit of time before that 9:40 p.m. listed tip-off on Friday night. Had to sneak in a football question, though, because I mean, that was arguably the state's premier program for most of the year last year and the one getting the most attention. And they're back with a new coach, new quarterback. He mentioned the basketball team's approach to that, right, of get talent, bring it in, and let them thrive, you know, in places where put them in the right spots to succeed. And I think the football program's done that to a large extent, too. I'm excited to see Dylan Morris. I think for them it's going to be really productive to have a spring football season where you know who the starting quarterback is. He was the backup at Washington last year, sat behind Michael Penix, obviously very talented. But you're going in, he's the number one. Not that the coaches will call it a competition. Bob Chesney will tell you it's a competition because that's what football coaches do. It's their job to do that, get everybody to think they're playing for the roster spot every day. But you can feel pretty good opening week next year. Dylan Morris is running out under center, and he'll get that opportunity all year to prove himself and prove that, you know, he's the guy he was coming out of school, and what a place to do it at JMU and with a team that's going to have a lot of national TV games, some really fun games out of the gate. They're playing North Carolina down in Chapel Hill in September. That'll be a great one to kick off the season. They got Ball State on the schedule, of course, running down that home stretch there. You got Old Dominion and App State take on Marshall to end the season as well. It's going to be a fun football season for the Dukes, but we can't turn the page too quickly from basketball because we got a big one on Friday. Dukes against Wisconsin, 9:40 p.m. Friday night. We'll go dancing with the Dukes every day this week right here on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Dancing with the Dukes, brought to you by Journey Health and Wellness. Schedule your consultation with Journey Health and Wellness in the West End, Pump Road, and Ridgefield Parkway. Every patient's journey with weight loss is difficult, and so is their plan for you. At Journey Health and Wellness, visit them online, journeyhealthwellness.org.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.